Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today we have an impactful speaker, and her name is Sinead Kavanaugh. This is a very special guest because she's coming all the way from Ireland. So thank you for joining us today. And she is a public speaker. She is a writer. She's a psychology graduate and a holistic practitioner. So happy to have Sinead Kavanaugh on. Thank you so much. What are you passionate about in the field of parenting that made you want to come on today?
Well, I have been watching you for a while, and I had been looking at what the work that you were doing, and I could see a similarity, a different strand, but the same messaging. And I thought that it would be nice to talk to you about, from the other side of the water, parenting is parenting the world over. And we're all trying to do the best that we can. And I think that's the bit that I'm passionate about. For parents to realize that you're doing the best that you can. But like everything in life, we can do it better. But that only comes about if you're aware of where you are and you have some idea of where you want to get to. And when it comes to parenting, in order to know whether you're doing the best job that you can be doing, you need to think about where you want to see your child in 10, 15, 20 years' time. I sort of say about 25. So when your 25-year-old child comes through the door and says, "Hi, Mom, what kind of person is it that you want to have coming in the door to you?" I know I would like someone who's well-adjusted, who is able to, you know, has some friends, doesn't have to be the center of attention at the party, but has friends that are meaningful, that has an ability to be able to roll with the punches, can pick themselves up and dust themselves off, isn't afraid to take chances, provided that they're calculated and planned, you know, in a way that minds them and keeps them safe. So to do that, I need to think about, well, what am I doing now to lay the foundations for that human being?
I completely agree with that, yes. One of the things that I love that you said is really thinking about where you want your child, who you want your child to be in the future. And I really want to distinguish the difference with my audience right now, that it's not where you want them to be in the future, but it's who you want them to be in the future. When we're talking with this amazing conversation, I love that you brought up, it's character traits that you just listed. It's about having resiliency, being confident, like those are all character traits. I think sometimes one of the biggest mistakes that parents make is they say, "I want my child to go to Harvard," or "I want my child to be an amazing athlete." And those are not character traits. So that is when, as parents, when our kids don't become the vision that we had for them, we all of a sudden as parents feel like failures, or feel like, Why is my child not being who I wanted them to be? And that's where a lot of the disappointment happens when we're parenting. What do you think about that?
Parents nowadays are, unfortunately, many are living vicariously through their children's lives. They feel perhaps hard done by the childhood that they didn't have or did have, as the case may be. They have a sense that, well, it's okay because I can do a do-over. No, you have a child in your care for 18 to 25 years, if you're very lucky. And your job is to keep them alive, to feed them, to clothe them, to keep them warm, to love them to the very best of your ability, to nurture in them a sense of self-love, and to give them as many tools as you can. And some are going to be able to equip their kids with better tools or more tools than others. And that's okay. You're okay right where you are. As long as you recognize that your child is a human being on loan to you for safekeeping. And eventually, they are not yours anymore. If you try to impose your desires and wishes on your child, they become an adult who realizes what you've done. And they become an adult who may become bitter and resentful towards you for not having allowed them the freedom to be able to develop and evolve into the human being that they are. you're not standing in their shoes. You're standing in your own, so stay in your own. You need, I don't know if I'm allowed to use a profanity, you need to take care of your own shit. Leave your kids to take care of theirs. Your job is to hold them safe while they do it, because it's like a rehearsal for them. Let them make all the mistakes they can now while you can catch them. Let them know that you have their back and you will hold that safe space for them when they do fail, and they will, because we all fail in life. But the trick is, let them fail fast and keep going. You need to keep your wishes and your desires out of this. They're yours. Put more energy into fulfilling them for you. You want your child to go to Harvard? That's your desire. So you know what? When you've done with the parenting part of it, or where there's a bit of space, you go to Harvard. What's stopping you? Because if it's that easy for your kid to get there, why don't you do it? When you say that to a parent and they go, oh God, I couldn't do that. So what makes you think that your child is going to be able to do it? Because you're the one rearing your child. You're the one raising them. Is there something you don't have? But if you don't have that, how can you give that to them? And how are they going to fulfill that desire for you? And they're going to grow up with a sense of failure because they haven't made you proud.
Mm-hmm. So it's very well said.
What's happening now will have an impact in the future with your connection and your relationship with your child. Go forward again to when they're 25. And who do you want coming through the door? Because you do want someone coming through the door. You don't want to be looking at that door and wondering, will they come back?
One of the things that I say to my audience is, you may have given a life, but it is not your life to live. Which brings me to my next question. What difficulties can you foresee in the present and in the future for parents and their children?
Well, I think the fact that we're in a global pandemic has brought many things really, you know, stark center stage. Those who are not coping during this period of time, now that's across the board, be that elderly, middle-aged, young parents, teenagers, children, etc. Anyone who's not coping, the chances are there are demons that have not been dealt with. Because if things are nipping at your ankles and causing you distress during this time, the biggest thing to remember about this time is that all it's making you do is be with yourself. You know, really, if we're minding ourselves and we're wearing the mask and we're socially distancing and we're not going out too much and trying to contain our social interactions to keep everyone safe, all that experience is doing is enforcing us to live with ourselves. Now, that could be extended, obviously, if you have family and that you're enforced to live with your family. Very often what's coming up there are the demons that we haven't dealt with. Just in the same way that children learn what they live, so how they grow up in the environment and the nurturing and culture, that's what they learn, that's how they learn to be a human being. As adults, we then live what we have learned. But you're an adult and you get the choice. You don't have to have that as your reality. If that's not serving you, you can change that. But you have to be, you know, pull up your big girl knickers and say, okay, I'm going to check, or big boy, jocks, whatever. You have to be able to, you have to make that change. And if you decide that you're doing that, that means you have to deal with the demons. And by dealing with the demons, then what's happening is that you're modeling behaviors that are much healthier for your children.
The having trouble right now during quarantine because it's forcing us to be with ourselves. I think a lot of people are feeling that those demons coming up because it's very hard to face them. It definitely affects your parenting when you have a past that you haven't dealt with and worked through. And I think one of the hardest things for parents to do is to look in the mirror and see that maybe some of the behaviors of their children and how things are playing out are really much more of a reflection of what they're doing and not really accepting their part in what's happening in the household. Yeah. I say this all the time. It takes that village to raise a child. And right now, I think a lot of parents relied on part of their village being the school system, and the school system now is not there for them the way that it has always, literally always has been in the past. The school system kind of got ripped out from underneath us, and now we don't have that connection, those people who we relied on to take care of our children for 6 hours of the day while we were busy doing, making money, doing work, whatever we're doing. And that's been really hard on the family unit. My last question to you is, what other recommendations do you have for families so that our children can thrive? What should we be doing to get those tools that our kids need in order to be their best selves?
Well, I think you hit on it there, Christina, when you said about the children being a reflection of ourselves. So the behaviors that they display and demonstrate, they're very much indicative of what we're exuding. And I think one of the things that as a very simple exercise that parents can do, it's to let go. Just let go. You know, control is something that occurs when we fear or feel fearful or have a need to feel significant. You need to look at that and investigate, why do I need to feel so in control? Because the reality of our life is that we have so little control about anything. So little. If you can foster that sense within yourself, if you can manage to look in the mirror and see the bits that you kind of think, I learned those things, but you know what? They don't serve me, and they're not going to serve my young adult. So let's try and change them now. And then when they're looking at me exhibiting behaviors, I can be proud that the behaviors that I'm exhibiting are going to help them become that well-adjusted, settled 25-year-old who comes through my door to say, hi, mom.
This has been a beautiful conversation. Thank you so much, Sinead, for being on today. I feel like you have a wealth of things that you can contribute to not only our community, but to the world. Ireland is they have to be grateful to have you. You're just an amazing person. How can my audience get a hold of you if they would love to hear more?
Oh, thank you. Well, Christina, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I think this is amazing. We collectively have gone global.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. And we're not talking the other side of the Atlantic. You're on the Pacific side. You're heading, you know, you're much further away, which is amazing. Literally the other side of the world, yeah. Which is absolutely fantastic. If your viewers would like to get in touch. So I'm the Holistic Parent. Sinead Kavanagh is my name. I'm on all of the usual platforms. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Christina, it's been wonderful to talk to you. You take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day.
You got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.